fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I got an echo. Okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the first day of April, April Fool's Day. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin live broadcasting here at Republic Broadcasting Monday through Friday with my show, The John Moore Show. And we begin my show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hat, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prep tip today, I give this frequently because, well, it is quite frankly an epidemic. Read the book, World Without Cancer, by G. Edward Griffin. I say again, World Without Cancer, by G. Edward Griffin. In that book, you'll find the protocols I've been using for 25-plus years to not get cancer. You follow these protocols, very simple, very inexpensive. You simply cannot get cancer. That's a pretty good deal. But patient Wayne Agreen and my friend Stephen Starr. Stephen Starr is the author of the following book. Listen carefully. Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. The subtitle is A Mortal Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and U.S. Nuclear Power Plants. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. It's just you and I today. Andrew had a conflict and couldn't be with us. I was just reading an article about the consequences of World War III on the Internet, and a mistake that I hear repeated frequently is the concept of nuclear winter. You probably looked at that possibility pretty carefully, didn't you, sir?
Yeah, there is a lot of debate about that, but you know, I'm not sure if I agree with you on that part.
I'm not agreeing that it would happen. I'm just saying that it's something that people say could happen.
Okay. Well, you know, we don't have to even get that far into it to realize that it would destroy civilization. And, I mean, if you destroy every major city in the country with a few hundred nuclear weapons and there's still a couple thousand left over, you know, you're in pretty bad shape.
That's right, right. So, best I can tell, the concept of nuclear winter is false, based on bad science. And you're absolutely right, Stephen. We don't need to be concerned about nuclear winter, even if it was true. because all the other effects are so absolutely devastating, aren't they?
Well, they are, and you know, even a single nuclear weapon detonated above the atmosphere can destroy the U.S. national power grid and all the solid-state electronics that are inside the devices used to power our critical national infrastructure. So it doesn't even take a nuclear war. It just takes one nuclear detonation.
That's right. That's all it takes. And you got a question or comment, we'll certainly entertain that at 512-248-8252. Well, Stephen, you became aware of this issue quite a few years ago. You teach you'll be teaching this class soon to the University of Missouri at Columbia, Missouri, won't you?
Yes, that's right. It's I guess this will be my eighth year I'm teaching the class, and the title is Nuclear Weapons, Environmental Health, and Societal Effects. And so it gives me I can cover about any topic I want with that.
Right. Well, it gives you a lot of latitude, it sounds like, to teach the course in a way you see fit.
Yeah, I actually put a lot of other things in the course, like bonus discussions, because I don't want to get fired for not teaching what I'm supposed to teach. But I include discussions about everything from 9/11 to fiat currency and interesting, because the students really come into the class, a lot of them are very smart, but you know they have no educational background on most of the important matters that face our society today, including nuclear war.
That's right. That's right. Well, we have new listeners every week. It's just the nature of talk radio. And people who've never heard you talk about this before barely know who I am. And as a consequence, we have to repeat ourselves pretty much every week. What I've been hearing, and I know you agree with me, because we've talked about this before, Stephen, we have presidents, prime ministers, high-level government officials in various countries, United States, Russia, European countries, tossing the terminology, talking about World War III in a very casual manner. That by itself is very scary in and of itself, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, I wonder if they're like my students. You know, there's been about two or three, about 30 years of nuclear weapons not being taught in public schools, at least here in the U.S. But, you know, it used to be where mutual assured destruction was kind of the given, and leaders, knew that a nuclear war would wipe out everybody involved. So they stayed as far away from that as they could. I mean, throughout the history of the Cold War, bombs weren't hitting Russia or the United States. But right now with Ukraine, Russian cities are getting hit. They had that big massacre in Moscow the other day. And, you know, so Russian public opinion is really inflamed. And I think and the French have announced they've mobilized 2,000 troops and maybe 20,000 soon to be sent into Ukraine. And that's the Russians have explicitly said they've mentioned nuclear war. Putin did in his State of the Union speech that, that NATO troops come in, they will be destroyed. And, you know, you have to remember we have nuclear weapons. So that's it's being talked about on a regular basis now.
Yes. And that's talked about on a regular basis. We went for decades thinking that the Cold War is over. Peace is here. And we can enjoy what's called the peace dividend, to spend those outrageous amounts of money on things more productive than building weapons. Appears all that's vanished, hasn't it?
Yeah, the dividend never showed up as far as I could tell. Look at the weapons that we got. I mean, and we have so much corruption throughout our society, but, you know, in procurements for military, we have the F-35 that you can't fly in a thunderstorm. And, we spend 10 times more than Russia does, but they're on their second generation of hypersonic weapons. We haven't even fielded a working prototype. So even the dividends weren't spent very well.
No, not at all. And I refer to myself and our listeners as barefoot peasants, because that's as far as these massive geopolitical matters are concerned. We may as well be barefoot peasants, which we have no ability to control or change anything at that level when it comes to what the discourse between these countries. What we can do, however, is protect our families and ourselves, can't we, sir?
Yes, that's right. And as you know, I in the course of writing my book on electromagnetic pulse, I discovered the EMP shield device, which I subsequently purchased for my my house and my solar system. Because, whether or not we ever actually get around to protecting our power grid in the U.S., at least, and even if we do manage to do that, it still won't protect our homes. And it protects from lightning, too. So it's a great thing.
It is a great thing. Well, I didn't know until fairly recently that EMP Shield does sell a faster version of EMP Shield for the military, if they want to pay. Of course, they got the money to pay for it. That does the same thing that us consumers get. It's a larger, heavier device that is at least three times as expensive. But that's the military. They can spend money that normal human beings can't do, can't they?
Yeah, I think they do it. I mean, I think our national debt's going up $1 trillion every 100 days right now. So
that's correct. Unbelievable amounts of money. It's hard for the human brain to wrap around the concept of that much money, but that is exactly what's going on, isn't it?
I was looking at the national debt clock, and I was trying to figure out, it looked like we go into debt $1 million every 3 seconds or so.
right. Yep. And I recall during the Vietnam War that it was $1 million a day, which would take 1,000 days to reach a $1 billion.
The good old days.
Yes. And what would that be, 10,000 days to reach a trillion at that rate?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Really, it's a mind-boggling number. I mean, it's trying to, like, understand how far a star away is from it. Just, you have to try to use examples to show how much it is, and we don't have to get into that. But it's a debt that's never going to be paid back, so we're looking at a collapse of our currency at some point. Maybe not in the too distant future.
Well, it's a side issue that's worth discussing. Once a debt reaches that height, and we have 5,000 years of governments collapsing because of overspending, so it's no secret, but they can either inflate their way out by paying off with cheap dollars, or repudiate the debt, or attempt to pay it off in real dollars, which is obviously can't happen. So debt repudiation or paying it off in inflated dollars seem to be the two choices at the moment, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. The banks, I think, have probably engineered this situation because they want to replace our cash with a digital currency that they create. That way they have complete control over just about everything you can imagine. They can confiscate money, or they can limit the geographic area it can be spent in. You can't withdraw it from the bank. So that's one of the worst ideas I've ever heard as far as freedom goes.
Well, this young man, Sam Bankman-Fried, who needs a haircut really bad, his example shows the downside of these cryptocurrencies, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. I've never, I even looked at it way back when, but I couldn't figure it out. I thought, well, there's nothing. If you lose your...
Here's why, Stephen, you can't grasp a handful of smoke, can you?
Yeah. And if you lose your electric grid, you're not going to have too much cryptocurrency left over either.
Right. Well, I know people, it's usually people under age 50 that are really heavily involved in it. There may be exceptions, but usually people under age 50. And if you ask them a few simple questions, they don't have any answers. Like, where is your cryptocurrency? They don't have an answer. Can you pick it up and hold it in your hand? They don't have an answer. It reminds me of the tulip bulb fiasco that went on several centuries ago out of Holland. Of course, with a tulip bulb, you actually have a three-dimensional object you could hold in your hand. But for those, you can look it up, and it's well documented. The tulip bulb frenzy grew to the point where one tulip bulb was worth an incredible amount of money, allegedly. And people got involved in this in much of the Western world. And if you got in early, like in any pyramid scheme, I guess you could come out okay. But a lot of people lost their entire savings investing in tulip bulbs several centuries ago, didn't they?
Well, that's right. And I think now we're looking at the regional banks in the United States are all in big trouble because you know, when the 0% interest rates were going on, they bought heavily in treasury bonds. And then when the rates have gone up to around 5%, they've lost 40% of the value of the bonds. And that and then commercial real estate's really going to hell right now. I think there's a 40% vacancy rate, like, for example, in a lot of the big cities. And those loans are going to have to be renewed. And so, you know, there was a time back in the 20s and 30s, there was a boom in the 20s, and then we had the Great Depression and all the banks failed. And I think we're looking at something like that too. So, you know, it's not a good idea to keep huge amount of money in the bank or have tons of money in the stock market, because if you don't have it in your possession, you don't own it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, these cycles come and these cycles go. I recall, you're just a little bit younger than me, but the summer I graduated from college, which was the summer of just before I graduated, 1972, I walked into the supermarket, and above all the refrigerated foods around the perimeter of the market was 4-by-8 sheets of plywood, white with black letters, that gave the maximum price that hamburger could be sold for, tomatoes, bananas, and so forth. And then at the front of the store were these wire shelving units that had canned goods that simply said baked beans, white labels with black letters, baked beans. And another can would say green beans, with no attribution as to who manufactured it. And it's, as I was only in my, I was in my early 20s, probably 23 years old, it scared the hell out of me seeing all that. I didn't know that this is just another example of a cycle that comes and a cycle that goes. But these cycles can be pretty scary, can't they?
They can, and they can come very quickly. I mean, I think nowadays everything's so connected with electronically that, you know, if something collapses, it can have an effect that can just go around the world in a matter of hours. So
that's right.
Big banks that fail, they have derivatives. You know, that trying to understand what a derivative is a little bit tricky, but it's something that's not monitored and it's off the books basically. But there's quadrillions in derivatives that are.
Right. I've read summaries of what derivatives are, and it's a loan based on a bet, based on a pledge, based on another loan, based on a bet. It's so convoluted, it's difficult to understand the concept at all, isn't it?
Well, I think the key word there is bet. The right. Banker's betting against this. A lot of it's based on interest rates, too. But it's like our national debt. You know, it's way beyond what even the total gross global product would be. It can't be paid back either. So, you know, that's another part of this process. When things get really out of kilter, it's going to collapse one of these days. It's going to take down the banks and the monetary systems, and then you better be ready. You better have your food and your water and probably EMP shield, because there's going to be wars fought over this stuff.
Absolutely. Well, electromagnetic pulse is what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. It's a weapon in the arsenal of the communist Chinese, of the Russians, the North Koreans, very likely Iran. I trust the Russians to be somewhat sane in what they do or don't do, on one hand. On the other, Iran is a country where 9-year-old girls are legally married to an adult male, bizarre practices take place that are accepted by the government, bizarre and strange, as part of their Islamic Republic, as they call it. They become a manufacturer of very high-tech weapons, haven't they?
They do. They have a very large arsenal of missiles, and you know, so does Hezbollah in Lebanon. The Middle East is about ready to blow up, too, because I believe Israel is going to try to go. Most of the Israelis in the northern part of Israel they've moved hundreds of thousands of people out of those settlements. And they have them in hotels and that sort of thing. And I'm pretty sure the Israeli army is going to try to go into Lebanon, and then we're going to have a big, really big fight there.
Absolutely. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
No food, no lights, no century, like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. If you want the best quality equipment at a $50 discount on each piece of equipment for your home, your car, your generator, the car that youngster off to college, well, you can get those EMP Shield devices right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind protection from lightning. Automobiles rarely are damaged by lightning, but homes and generators frequently take lightning hits, causing tens of thousands of damage, actually millions of dollars damage nationwide. So we have a $25,000 insurance policy on each EMP Shield device in case there was damage from lightning. Visiting with Stephen Starr, he's a professor at University of Missouri at Columbia, Missouri, and he's the author of a book. It's available for sale at Amazon. Listen carefully. Here's the title: Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. The subtitle: A Moral Threat to the U.S. Power Grid and U.S. nuclear power plants. Well, Stephen, last week I looked into whether there would be funding for my county to be protected from EMP, and it turned out the funding was already exhausted, something called ARPA, unfortunately. So we're left with our own devices when it comes to protecting our first responders in my county, Crawford County, Missouri, the Sheriff's Department, Police Department, Fire Department, paramedics, and, of course, the 911 Communication Center. But we'll still be looking into it. And I think it's doable because the protection is not all that expensive. I suspect that one tire on one fire truck probably costs in the range of $300 to $400, which is more than one EMP shield device. I think it should be doable if we put our mind to it. What do you think, Stephen?
Well, I think you're right. That's not a prohibitive expense nowadays, particularly when you look at what everything else costs. You know, maybe, John, I should explain to your listeners what EMP is.
Let's do that. Please do. We've got a few minutes right here. Go ahead.
So a nuclear weapon that's detonated, say, dozens or hundreds of miles above the Earth won't produce the blasts and the fire effects that you would if it was detonated in the atmosphere above a city. But what it does, in about a billionth of a second, it will send down at the speed of light. The electrons come down and it creates a gigantic electromagnetic wave that will cover hundreds of thousands of square miles on the surface of the Earth. And what this does, it doesn't hurt you physically as a person, but anything that's electrically conductive will have very large voltages and currents induced into it, particularly power lines and transmission lines. And so like in a medium distribution power line, you'll have 2 million volts and 5 to 10,000 amps in a billionth of a second. So anything that's plugged into the grid that's not shielded will just that has solid-state electronics in it, which is just about everything you have electronically these days, microchips, integrated circuits, you know, every computer, modems, you name it, they all get burned up. And so, and those are what power all of our critical national infrastructure. And, you know, and then a few seconds later, the E3 wave from the EMP will come in and it will destroy all the large power transformers and extra high voltage circuit breakers that are required for the long distance transmission of electricity. And that's 90% of the electricity in the United States goes through these. There's only a couple thousand of them. And currently it takes 18 to 24 months to have them made. 80-some percent are made overseas. They weigh 200 to 400 tons each, so they can't be airlifted. They have to be, you know, sent by sea and very slowly transported across land. So in other words, the grid would be down for a year or longer, probably much longer. And then all the electronics that you would need, if you got electricity again, you still have to fix everything that hasn't been shielded from EMP. So we can have, for about 3% of the defense budget, we could actually protect the grid and their critical national infrastructure if the people in Washington would actually see fit to do that. But, you know, for the amount, but it hasn't happened yet. And I'm still hoping that somebody will wake up and do it. But we can, you know, buy the EMP shield devices and protect our own homes and all of our power systems and our vehicles with it. So that's probably the best we can do as an individual right now.
Absolutely. And I know one of your goals in writing this book was to bring this matter to the attention of U.S. congressmen, U.S. senators, other men and women in positions of authority that actually could do something about it. And you've had some limited success doing that, haven't you?
Yes, but right now I'm a little discouraged because, you know, I did have one of the Missouri senators' aides call me, and we spoke about it for 20 minutes or so. But I haven't got any more information. That was a couple months ago, so I called back. I haven't got a return call yet.
Well, you keep trying. Here's our break for the caller and hold. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Health Simple with Kalwara Shilaji, fact bit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yogavaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town there. I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're adding to my COVID panel, well, several times a week. I just forwarded a new article to my webmaster to put up there. If you want to learn and find out, get up to speed on what's gone with the worst crime in human history, I'll be speaking on that in Dallas this coming weekend at the Hear the Watchmen conference. It's truly, truly horrific. And, of course, the energy cleaner. My Easter sale on energy cleaners is going on right now. Ends at midnight tonight. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal at thelibertyman.com. Meeting with Stephen Starr, the author of Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. And our caller dropped, Stephen, so we can continue. And you're welcome to call in, ladies and gentlemen, at 512-248-8252. I wouldn't expect there'd be dozens of students sign up for your class. I would expect it'd be maybe less than 20 per class, maybe 10 or so sign up for your class, Stephen.
The class is cross-listed in a couple of different programs. So I actually have about, last year I had 50 students.
No kidding. That's great.
Yeah, I'm, and I, I have some really good students in there. Some of them are going to maybe try to use AI to write some of their papers now. That's a new problem that I've run into. But I actually have pretty good results, I think. They're all pretty much shocked when they, after about 3 weeks in class, when they learn things they've never heard of before. And I hope some good comes out of that. You know,
you never know who's going to be in these classes. You could have a future senator in there, a future congressperson, a future CEO of a big company. Simply no way to tell where these 21, 22-year-olds are going to be 15, 20 years from now, is there?
No, I've had another problem in the last few years because there's been really so much misinformation that's put out on our mainstream media that I have to kind of work against that. I think now this year might be a little bit different. Hopefully it will be an improvement. When you have to try to explain to people though what their references from the New York Times and the Washington Post, I said, well, I'm really glad you use an evidence-based argument to try to, you know, argue with me, but you have to take into consideration that your source might have bad information in it. But that's kind of a big step for them, you know, because if you take all it for granted, like a lot of people I know, that what you get in the news is true, then it really creates a lot of problems.
Absolutely. Well, I know when I lived in the city, getting the Sunday New York Times was something I looked forward to every Sunday morning. But I've since learned that you can't really trust the New York Times to be completely truthful, can you?
No, I tried to explain that to my sister, who lives in Manhattan. But I just, you know, I love her dearly, and she's in her 80s, and so I just kind of skipped that topic. I just want to make sure she's okay nowadays.
Yeah, well, people get an emotional attachment to something being real, and it's almost impossible to change that, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, but we, like, as a nation, we need to change some of the things. We can't insist on being number one all around the world anymore, and the U.S. military is nothing like it was in the 1990s. We're not ready to go fight Russia and Ukraine, but I'm not sure if some of our senators understand that. It makes for a dangerous situation.
It does absolutely make for a dangerous situation. But that's our reality, isn't it? That's what it's become.
Well, it is. I don't know. We you mentioned it before, but at the beginning of our conversation, but we really are in a point where nuclear weapons could conceivably be used in a short period of time over there. The thing is, we have to avoid a direct military conflict between NATO and the Russian forces there. And if the French and the Poles and the Czechs move troops into Ukraine, the Russians have said up front they're going to destroy them. And so then that gets into the whole issue of Article 5 and is that an attack on NATO? But I don't think anybody wants a nuclear war, but we're closer to using nuclear weapons than we have. And if you use a tactical nuclear weapon, some people think, well, it's a small nuclear weapon. But when the opposing side has nuclear weapons, they can use one too. And all the war games that NATO fought during the Cold War, once nuclear weapons were introduced into the conflict, it always escalated into a full-scale nuclear conflict. So I don't know if our leaders understand that now or not, but I hope they do.
Well, hope is not what I wanted to depend my life and the future of my life and my family on. Hope is great, but I want something concrete, and that would be the MP Shield devices, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I like being self-sufficient. And I also, when I started looking into EMP Shield, I realized I didn't have any protection against lightning in my, you know, at home. And I live in an area on a hillside where there's a lot of times lightning will hit up further up the hill. So EMP Shield will protect. I think it's a $25,000 guarantee that they put up against lightning damage. And it also, unlike a normal surge protector, the EMP, the E1 wave comes in at it so fast that it won't, a regular surge protector wouldn't protect against that. So that's a good protection to have.
It is. Well, the lightning protection is unique in the industry. we need to educate people a little bit. Now, people buy these surge protector strips at their hardware store, and they think that they're protected from lightning. What those are designed to do, the engineering allows protection from routine spikes in the power grid, which is not the effects of lightning, is it?
No, it's not. Lightning, far from that. Yeah, it's blow your stuff up.
That's right. That's right. So if you want protection from lightning, get the EMP shield devices. They'll protect your home, protect your generator, protect your car, and help you achieve your goal of being safe and having what you need to be safe. So it's simple. It's very effective. And people need to be aware that this equipment even exists. Now, back in the early 90s, I went to a Dodge mechanic. I had at the time a 3/4-ton Dodge full-size van. And I gave him instructions to remove and bypass every transistor, resistor, diode, and computer, which he did, and turned it back over to me with a custom wiring diagram, which I still have. The van's in retirement in the field, but it was considerable time and expense to do that with a 1988 Dodge van. I'm not sure what it would take, or even if it could be done with a modern Dodge van, because they're so full, top to bottom, left to right, with computers, aren't they?
That's right. I mean, everything we have nowadays has got the microchips in it. And, you know, those can be damaged even from static electricity. So when you're talking about the E1 will induce, even in a power cord that you plug into a wall, you can get 5,000 volts in that in a billionth of a second. So, you know, we're in trouble when that sort of thing happens.
We are, absolutely. And the way to be prepared for this in advance is to, right now, do your homework at my website at thelibertyman.com, at the EMP Shield panel. There's a lot of educational material. Educate yourself, make your decision, move forward, and get this equipment, get it delivered. It's so simple to get it installed, isn't it?
It is. I think the ones on your vehicle you can do yourself. There's not many things on a car nowadays that you can just install in a few minutes by yourself. That's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And it takes longer to find the tools and put them away than it does do the actual work, doesn't it?
Yeah, finding the tools is usually the problem I have these days.
Yeah, tools tend to get misplaced, even though we try to keep them all where they should be. But it's simple. It's straightforward. I had that same concern when I bought my first EMP Shield device, that there would be some engineering issues getting this thing installed. But very simple, very straightforward. And the guys and gals at EMP Shield are well versed in helping people, walk them through it verbally on the phone. Steven, we got a caller on hold here. We got Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, I'd like to point out that in the decision tree for some kind of an event like this, it's sobering to think about the possibility you may have to draw straws or very, I don't know, detached, in a detached, emotional, detached way, decide who stays behind and takes care of those that are not ambulatory, but there are going to be scenarios in such a massive EMP type event, or a solar flare, where the grid is going to go down for a year or more, where the decision will have to be made, do we take off on bicycles or something? Horses, get the heck out of Dodge, because there's going to be so much stuff within weeks that will be smoldering, and you don't want to be downwind from it.
No.
And Fukushima was a sobering warning to the entire nuclear industry, I think, but there's lots of other stuff that won't bear well within a week after the power goes down.
here's a nuance of Fukushima most people aren't aware of. There are stone, they're still there. There are stone monuments, centuries old, along the coast of Japan, Japanese islands, that say in the Japanese language, do not build anything closer to the ocean than this point.
Which, yeah, build below
those
this
were
point.
Ignored. Those yep. were ignored. Right.
Sure. Plus the idea that you got to keep the generators running somehow. They put the generators down where they were swamped. When they, if you see the pictures of the reactor buildings, there's a big dirt wall there, a mound of earth. They could have put the generators, you know, 500 feet uphill, and they could have kept the circulation pumps running so that this the hydrogen didn't build up and blow up. Once the rods got dry or some spark ignited the hydrogen, it blew the containment building up.
And, oh, another aspect, I agree with you, Mike. Another aspect of this is the Japanese government did not ask for international help because of it's just part of their culture until
right.
it was too late, did they?
Yeah, well, you can imagine here in America, we've got at least, what, 90 active sites. They keep extending the permits, so they put more and more fuel in the cooling ponds. But then you've also got the transfer trays and the reactor itself. And people say, well, they've got a steam-powered scram so that it'll pull the rods apart. Well, that's still, your rods are hot for something like 6 years. And even though the majority of the fuel pool is not hot anymore to catch fire, the water will eventually boil away. And then the rods that are hot enough will catch fire and ignite the hydrogen that builds up, because you got to keep the scrubbers going. And this is just nuclear reactors. When you look at hydrogen peroxide plants, you know, various other industrial operations, if you don't have the electricity going to keep things cool and, you know, deal with various problems. Hurricane, Harvey hit Houston. Within 3 days, a hydrogen peroxide blew up, plant exploded, and because they didn't have power. So they called that the Harvey flu for months. People were feeling sick over the mold and all the different exposures that happened because of the flooding and various industrial wastes and everything that left people sick from, and that was just one hurricane. Fortunately, when Hurricane Florence headed toward North Carolina and was going to be a strong Category 5, something happened to it last minute, and it veered away from all those steam plants there north of Myrtle Beach. There was some one that got flooded and generated an incident with the Nuclear Regulatory Committee, but I was watching that because it was headed straight for Eastern Kentucky, and I'm like, okay, what do we do? Steam plants right, are blow right, up, right. And this is all coming our way. We're going at a right angle. We're headed for Texas, and maybe, you know, change our plans as we move.
Well, Mike, tell me, before you get away, Mike, tell me, have you protected your vehicle and generator and home with EMP shield devices yourself?
No. I've got friends that have you know, those deuce and a halfs, diesels that'll run without, you know, if you can get them started, things like that.
I love the deuce and a half. The M35 is a great truck, absolutely.
Yeah, you can run it on freaking old motor oil. You know, I've got a friend that's got one of those. They used to keep one at our Boy Scout camp about 40 miles away. But now what people need to consider doing, a lot of these modern vehicles, you have to have your car's computer burned to the VIN number. And if you can find a junk one and send it off and get that done, you'd have an extra computer. If you've got one that's easy to change, on some of these cars, they're not easy to get what they call the electronic control module, is buried over behind the air box and up against the firewall. And,
oh, they're tough.
You got to make a bunch of stuff loose to change them. So you can't, you know, it's depicted in that movie War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise. His was taken apart. And so he had the mechanic and all the chaos put his van back together, and his was the only car running. But his was totally disassembled. So as a matter of habit, I, for years, take my battery cable loose just because I have cars that the battery runs down on and within a few days if you don't drive them.
Right.
So
right.
That's, I hope is that would.
Great call, Mike. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
There's a lot of very knowledgeable people out there, aren't there, Stephen?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to comment that Fukushima is really a very good example of what EMP would do to a nuclear power plant. You know, what happened there was they lost all the power, which meant they couldn't run their cooling pumps to the reactor. They have battery banks and emergency diesel generators, and those were all knocked out by the tsunami. Once a reactor is shut down, you don't have to have electricity to shut it down, but there still will be 7% of the heat that the reactor has when it's running at full power will still remain in the core from the heat given off by the radioactive fission product.
We have a last break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Stephen, this hour has flown by. Typically, they do for us. We got a lot of great information out here. Help people understand the true nature of the threat posed by not only EMP, but also lightning. And hopefully get people to move forward to protect their home, their generator, their car, and the car that youngster off to college. we could potentially save a lot of lives here, couldn't we?
I hope so. I mean, even if you can, like you're saying, you could get your community involved and maybe even have protection at a community level.
Absolutely. Well, this is how it's done, is to get the protection, get it installed, and as we've said a number of times in the past, no longer need to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning when there's a thunderstorm to protect all the electronics in your home, because, you know, everything is protected not only with the EMP shield, but with a $25,000 insurance policy, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you for being with us as always, and we'll look forward to having you back next Monday, sir. And Andrew should be with us next Monday, by the way.
Well, that's good. If people want to get my book, you can go on Amazon, and my name's Stephen with a V and Star with two R's. You type Stephen Star in, and you'll find the Nuclear High Altitude Electromagnetic Pulse. It's not a long book. It's just, and it's got summaries at the beginning of each section that are non-technical, so it makes it easy to understand. And I recommend that you get one of those and take it down to your congressman or your senator and ask them to do something about this to protect the grid. And meantime, order an EMP shield to protect your own property and your solar system and your battery bank, too.
That's right. That's right. Well, it all needs to be protected, and that's what we are offering here, is complete protection. And when it comes to lightning, backed up by $25,000 insurance policy, the beginning point is to read Stephen's book. Once you read his book, you'll have a very comprehensive understanding of what the true nature of this threat is, won't you, Stephen?
Yeah, you will. Probably have even more details than you want, but I put 360 references in there. I did that so that the people that are in charge will, have to take what I'm saying seriously. They won't question me. They question the manuals and stuff that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission uses. It's worth it.
It is definitely worth it. A great, rather small investment dollar-wise, but with a big payoff once you realize the information and how important it is and move forward to protect your family and your equipment. Thanks again, Stephen. We have a great week. We look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
Thanks, John. You have a good week, too.
Okay. All right. We've got top of the hour break coming up here. We'll be back with Firearms Monday with Mr. Sam Andrews. And Sam is an extraordinary man. I've known him since 1994, and he's been doing extraordinary things all his life, not only with firearms, but helping to defend this country in various countries around the world. He's been active doing those things. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.